All right.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. My name is John. Yes. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. Okay. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, but it's Friday.
Yeah. So it's good. Thank God.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Usually, when I'm like, during the week, I'm like, man, it's slow. But then like, when you get to the end of the week, you're like, it went by so quick. It's like, what happened?
Right.
So weird how that works out.
I'm trying to have every day be like a Friday or a Saturday for me. But yeah.
Oh man, you find out how to do that. You let me know.
trying. I'm on my third business. I'm trying.
Oh, that's beautiful. Third business. That's congratulations. That's incredible.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
There you
yeah,
go.
You know, a lot of work, but I'm not going to stop until I, you know, succeed. So.
That's yeah, right. Yep. That's right. I have a side business of my own, and man, it goes well, and it goes ups and downs, you know, and it's just like, whew,
yeah,
you put a lot of work into it, so.
It
but hey, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So, I mean,
right.
There you go.
Right.
Oh man,
true that.
I'm gonna get along just fine with you. Is it Angela? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Pleasure to meet you, Angela. All right. So, now I know you mentioned you had three different businesses. For the one that we have to work and put up on Google is the custom bathroom remodeling. Is that the right one you would like to go ahead and help out with? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Just making sure. So just to make sure I have everything right on my side here, you're looking to do commercial and residential work within about, it says 40 minutes. So I'm going to say like 35 mile radius, would you say?
Yeah. That sounds good. Yep.
Give or take.
Connecticut. Yep.
Okay. Awesome.
Mile radius of Woolpit, Connecticut.
All right, beautiful. We could definitely help you out with this. So the way it works is actually it can go up to 50 miles if you need it to. Everything, by the way, everything I talked to you about today is all included in your package. Okay, so
okay. Don't
think like, oh, it costs more for this or costs extra for that. No, it's all the same. But you don't have to use all 50 miles. You can go to 35 miles. You can even narrow things down to specific zip codes if you wanted to. So it's
okay. Sky's
the limit with that. Yeah. Now, Angela, all the calls come directly to you. No third-party middleman touches any of your customers. So however you like to be posted up on Google, if you want to exclude your, let's say, your address, or if you want to put in a phone number just to call, text, or email, does not matter. We make sure to put that through for you, okay? So now, before I dive into pricing here for you, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
No, I'm going to ask the other guy, you know, because I get these offers all the time, the SEO stuff, you know, I get like massive emails like every day about this stuff. And,
oh my gosh,
so
no thank you.
So I already have, and you know, a lot of them are scams, you know, they're all just scams.
True,
So I already have a website that was built and it's hosted and serviced by a company, you know, in the U.S. So,
awesome. You
know,
okay.
Right, so. The other guy, you know, was saying, because I was like, you know, I'm not going to leave them, you know, so, like, you're not going to have access to, like, the WordPress, you know, pages of my website. So,
right.
And he said, that's okay. So,
You
know, I don't know about this stuff. So, I, you know.
Okay. Don't worry. We are a one-stop shop. But I'm looking at your website right now, CustomBathsAndRemodeling.com. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Okay. First off, wonderful job.
Yeah. Pretty good job. Yeah. It was like
$3,000
for that shit.
Holy macro. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It better be good.
Yeah. Well, I got another quote, and they were even more. So I was like, all right, this sounds good. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Listen, I'm very honest, so I may be nice, but at the same time, I'm very honest. So sometimes it bites me in the butt sometimes, but I'd rather be honest than, like, lie and bite me in the butt later anyway, right? So,
But
honestly, I think your website's great. I wouldn't touch it if I was to make any, like, suggestions of anything. Just put those reviews up there, like, some testimonials from the customers. That's literally the only thing I would even say, like, honestly. Great pictures.
Everything.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I talked to somebody yesterday and he was like, because he's a local guy and he was like, because, you know, there's a portal I can go into for the people who host my website and, you know, whatever I want done, you know, they do it like within 24 hours. It's great, you know. But
beautiful.
Like, I should have like Yeah, I should have like a blog tab. He said it will just help the algorithm. He said, you know, so, like, I got to do all this extra work. Whatever, you know, it is
okay.
what it is. You know, it's just all right. work. You know, work, work. work.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it seems like you're super busy. So one thing is we give you an account management team to help you out Monday through Friday, okay? So if I was to suggest anything, I mean, we can help with website stuff, but I think that you're doing just fine with it. What we'll do is just make sure that it's found, right? Because you could have the best website in the world, but if no one's looking at it, then it's no use, right? So, yeah. We'll make sure to get that posted up there with your Google Business profile, make sure customers are finding you when they need you. So the way we work is within that mile radius, they don't have to know your business name. As long as they type in keywords or phrases of any of the services you provide, you will be top recommended on the first page of Google, along with 60 other directories in the area. So, like, I'm just going to name a few here, but Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, really, you know, sky's the limit with that, too. So, convenience is everything for customers these days. So, that's one thing. Now, I know you mentioned briefly about your website, how that you have keys to the car pretty much, right? You're able to check it out, update it, things like that. We do the same thing for your Google presence as well, too. And so we call it the dashboard. You're able to see all the traffic. You even see where the customers are calling from live because you can call them back whenever you want. You can even see the keywords that are working to find your business and what's not working. Mm-hmm. That way, when you're keeping track of all these analytics, you can actually modify those keywords at any time. So, we want to,
Yeah, so for your stuff, is there like is there a portal too, or is this this is a phone call?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and we have an account management team there for you too, just in case it gets too confusing. You're like, I don't know how to change the keywords. Can you help me out? Yeah, by all means. We're there for you. Yep. Now, let's say these customers, they see your business and they don't call you right away. We even attack target marketing for the social media. Do you do Facebook or Instagram or anything like that?
I do, yeah. I'll be honest, I'm not timely with that. I'm not posting, you know, weekly or monthly. You know, it's probably like every quarter maybe. And then I'll throw in like 20 pictures, you know, at once, you know. And
Okay.
Yeah, so I am not great at that. But
all right.
It's just I gotta, you know, put it on my schedule.
All right. Well, don't worry, Angela. That's something we can help you out with. Take the load off your shoulders. So let's say the same scenario. They find your business, right, whether it's your directories or Google, and they don't call you, though. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed with the click to call you directly from there as well. So I don't know if you ever had that experience where you feel like someone's spying on you because you're like, I just talked to my friend about this restaurant, and now I'm getting ads on this restaurant right now. It's crazy.
I don't know
if you had that before, right?
Oh,
yeah. It's exactly what that is pretty much right there, going through the from there. Yep. So the key thing is that we don't want to just throw ads on social media just to anybody, because the last thing we want is to have your phone ring and waste your time because they're calling from Timbuktu or, you know what I mean, or not asking for the services that you actually provide. With this, they're targeted to those people that are in your area and they're looking for your services. So that's the beauty behind that. And it's unlimited. So you get unlimited calls, unlimited clicks, unlimited jobs. You cherry pick as many as you want, and the price does not change. So it's a flat rate month to month, no contracts. Okay, we want to make sure every month you're seeing good results, and we're just doing our job, right? So that way we can earn your business for a long time. So the gentleman you spoke to earlier, he actually put in a really nice business credit for you. So after applying this, you actually will be grandfathered in at a 50% discount rate off our normal rates here. So bars of pricing, it's at $249 month to month. There's no setup fee on top of that or anything. So it just goes with everything we spoke about. I sound like an infomercial when I say everything. Okay, 60 different directories. You got your account management team that's open Monday through Friday. You got your dashboard, which is your tracking system. You got your local map section, first page of Google, and social media as well, too, with the target marketing ads, all for that same price, $249 month to month. But, Angela, based off the pricing, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you and the company?
I mean, hey, that, I mean, doesn't sound that bad.
Right.
You know, if you know, we're getting a full, if we're getting a full gut a month, you know, in contract per month, I mean, I mean, it's paid for. It's all good.
There you go. Yeah. And I guess like, if you look at it this way, here, I'm going to do this live right now too. I'm just going to check to see what because I know the demand is strong in your area, but I don't know how strong. What would you say is the most profits that you get from the services you provide? Like, would it be a kitchen remodeling or the bathroom?
Bathrooms, yeah. No, we focus on bathrooms. I mean, the guys, they could do kitchens, but because bathrooms are, like, super quick. You know, they're a lot quicker than kitchens, you know, with just in and out and bye.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. I thought it would be the opposite. I'm all backwards on that then. All right.
So they work. They're fast. Like, cause my husband, he's been doing this like his whole life. So
cool.
And I don't want to say it's quick money, but it's great money. All the plumbing stuff involved, or the fancy shower valves and handhelds and heated floors, you know, all that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
My father had to teach me, because he does a lot of carpentry and all this stuff, just for, like, the love of it, not for, like, a job. And, he taught me how to do a lot of that stuff, and I began to appreciate everything that's every little thing, you know?
It's incredible. Definitely a craft. You know,
yes. One, it's an art, if anything. All right. Anyway, all right.
Yeah. Seriously.
Actually, Angela, I typed in bathroom remodeling nearby, and just using that keyword there, you have over 1,200 searches in the last 30 days. And that's within a 50-mile radius, too. So I know we're condensing a little bit more, but I wouldn't say it makes that much of a difference from that. Now, based off of that, though, I'm pretty sure, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure, like, you're going to get more than 1%. But let's just say, worst case, you only get 1% of those jobs from that 1,200 searches done in the last 30 days. You're definitely going to make some return on this. So I'm pretty safe to say on this one for you. All right. So very first thing that we need to do is make sure that Google gets you verified. So please look out for it in the mail. It takes about 5 to 7 business days. For them to send a little, it's like a little postcard with a PID number on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
So we just need to make sure that they send that out to you. Please look out for it, because if you don't verify yourself with like in a timely manner, it prolongs everything. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. Okay.
Is this going to interfere with the company that hosts and services in, you know, my website? No. Right?
No, not at all. Not at all. No. Okay. No. Yeah. If anything, it's going to help benefit it, because we're going to optimize the business and making sure you have the keywords finding your business, right? And on that Google Business Profile, we're going to link the website there. So that way the customers, when they see you, with whether it's on Voice Alexa, and they're like, hey, who's the nearest person nearby? Boom, your business will pop up. You got the map there. You have a phone number, your hours of operations if you wanted to. And their website, of course, so that way they click to see your pictures.
Yeah, because I recall doing all this in 2020 when, because at first I created a website in Squarespace, but then I hired that other company at the end of 2020, and they did, you know, they revamped it and did a WordPress, you know, whatever. Cause I had made a listing for my business and all that jazz. So this is what to bridge your company with my Google listing. Is that what? This is right.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
Because,
and
you know,
then,
I get the emails from Google with the analytics and, you know.
Okay.
All of that. Yeah. Because then I'm able to also, you know, I get the emails. Like yesterday, one of the customers made a review. So, you know, I got the email to, respond to the. Yeah. So, yeah. And then, you know, if I want to upload pictures, you know, for Google, my Google, profile, you know, I'm able to do all that. So,
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'm looking things up right now. It looks like we're going to skip right through that part, because you still have, from wherever you worked with, was it Town Square or something like that? But they at least made a Google Business Profile, which, as you can tell, shaves off about a good week right there of work, because you're already verified. I see you up here right now.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I remember I did all that myself. Yeah.
Oh, you did yourself. Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, beautiful. Well, hey, yeah. You did it right, and you did it strong.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Yes. Okay, so then we'll jump on this even faster to make sure that you're getting found, that Google business profile that you built. We want to make sure it's being found on the first page. So first thing, I need to make sure I confirm everything that's correct, though. So, Angela, I'm horrible at spelling, so don't laugh too hard every time, okay? But spelling your first name, okay, A-N-G-E-L-A, would that be right?
Yep. Yep, yep.
Okay. Okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
It's Rosa. R as in red, O, S as in Sam, A.
Rosa. Okay. All right. And then what is the best email? Because so for Angela, for today, my promise to you is to make sure even after payment, I want to make sure that everything we discuss is on paper. So that way you see it through your invoice, okay, through text message and through your email. So you have it for yourself there, okay? But what is the best email I could send that invoice to?
Okay, so it's CustomBav, CustomBavLLC at Gmail.
LLC at Gmail. Wow, you landed a good one. So it's just a business name.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yep. No, you have no idea. I talk to business owners left and right, and it's so difficult to get that. So, yeah. Okay. And is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 1443?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for your customers, though, did you want them to reach out to that same phone number or to a different phone number?
Yep.
Same phone number.
Because this is the office.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. And then I'm just going based off of what I'm seeing on Google here, though, too. So I have the address. Well, we'll start with the business name, Custom Bath, the and symbol, remodeling. And then I have business address as 11 Upson. I can't pronounce that right. Upson Road.
Yeah.
Well, got 06716. Is that right?
Right. What are you mean, okay. On the Google business profile on that one?
Yes. I just wanted to make sure I have everything right here. Okay, awesome. Sorry, I'm like, as you can tell, I'm like,
Yeah, no, you're okay. Right. You got it.
Okay, so I want to make sure that for your Facebook ads and the target marketing with that, we tailor everything to your business. Okay, so we don't want to just throw a regular ad out there and shoot in the dark. I want to make sure you're introduced to our technician team. They go over some of the keywords that we go over today. That way, if I misspell something or if you forgot to add something, you want to add it then. They'll be more than happy to do that for you. So do you have like an hour window to speak with them, possibly on Monday?
Monday. Yeah, let's see. A good time for me. You know, I'm in the East Coast, so
yep.
Like
I'm with you.
probably 1 p.m.
A 1 p.m.?
Like 1 p.m. Yeah,
okay,
me.
Let me see what here.
My time. But
okay, so
with these
yep.
ads though, is that included with this monthly $249 or this that's all additional?
100% included, as I promised. So to break it down for you, the way it works is actually I got it as a bundle for you because without the ads, it's still the same pricing, and I'd rather put those together. I'm not even asking permission, just because I know you would rather get more bang for your buck on this. But out of your $249 monthly, 100 of those dollars are going to your ads on your Facebook. So it's, I'm going to say, depending on the area, it's normally about 5 to 50 cents per click. So that's more than enough with $100 worth a month. So I'm sure you're not going to need any more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And
but
so,
you know, I don't want to go over. Will it be able to cap it? You know what I mean? Like, because I don't want to get like, you know.
Oh, that is your cap. Yeah. It will never go a dollar above $249.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless you ever want to and you want to go ahead and add your, let's say down the road you're like, hey, listen, this is working extremely well and I need more work. Let's put more into those ads. You can do that if you wanted to. Yes, 100%.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you and our technician team the same email as a Google invite. And all you need to do is make sure to hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay? So give me one second here.
So it's available? It's available Monday?
You got it. Yes, ma'am. I'm locking it in for you right now. It'll be 10 a.m. their time, but it'll be 1 o'clock your time. Yep.
Okay. And
so you're
going to – Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. No, it's all you. Go ahead.
So it's the yeah. So it's just $249 a month. You said no contract, and I mean, it's not. Is it going to increase on me like within so many months, or is it
never?
Is my Okay.
Never.
Okay.
Yes. For the life of you being with us. So actually, that's why I want to make sure I see on the phone even after payment today. You see for yourself on the paper there on your invoice, and just to protect you even more, I'm not taking a no for an answer, okay, Angela? So we'll do a voice verification where everything is recorded. I put the price again there. I even tell you how to, if you decide to part ways in the future, I mean, knock on wood, hopefully not, but if you do decide, there's no cancellation fees, and I even tell you how to do that on the recording. So I just want to make sure you're well protected, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
So I did put that in there.
And that's the best, right? That's the best. I mean, that's the best rate. Possibly
it really is. Okay. If you looked at our website at localsquash.com, you can fact check me. Again, I'm very honest. Our pricing is normally $599 a month for this and $299 setup fee. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're getting it out of steel right now. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called me.
I know, right? Yeah. No, it's sometimes things just happen like that. No, for real. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw the rate and everything. I was like, okay, we got you. We got you good. We'll make sure to take care of you. So let me put in a reminder while that's happening as well. So hold on 1 second. There's the 22nd. Okay, at 10 a.m. their time. How? Okay. And then were you able to receive that email by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Let me make sure.
Right.
Okay.
Nope, not yet. Make sure I'm in the right email. Yep, okay. Let me check spam.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it could go to spam sometimes, so.
Let's see. It's coming from Local Splash, right? Obviously, right?
Yeah, it'll be my name, JSEO@localsplash.com.
Nope, not yet. You got it. It's custom VAS with an S, LLC at Gmail. Is that right? You have that?
You know what? I swear I thought I put that. Okay, hold on. Let me do that one more time. Uno mas. Hold on.
Yes.
Just in case. I put it on the account. I didn't put it in here for some reason. Okay, let me try that. Bada bing. And bada boom. Resend. There you go. Okay, let's give it a little bit here. It should be coming soon now. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so while that's coming through, let's go over the bare essential stuff. I know I see it on Google. Oh, you got it? Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know on Google it says a lot of the stuff, your information here, but I'd rather confirm from you than from Google itself, just in case. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7?
Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, we could do that. Mm-hmm. And then what time frame would you like to put?
Let me see. Oh, wait, let me just click yes on this. Hold on 1 second. Let me just click yes.
No problem. I'm sorry. I got you multitasking.
No, we're good.
All right.
So I just click yes, and then you guys get it? Is that right? All right.
I just got it. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool. Okay.
You're all set. Yep.
All right. Awesome. So, let's see here. So we'll do Monday through Saturday, you know, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. 5 p.m. How?
I mean, that's like business hours. So,
That's fine.
Yeah.
However you, yep. And you're going to get sick of me saying this, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time, but I'm going to say this. If you really want this to work the best way it can, right, and bring the max results that you need, please, by all means, communication is key. All you got to do is just make sure you communicate with our technician team, let them know what things they need to modify or do, and they'll do it. They'll make it happen. If not, they can't read your mind. Okay? So
right.
It's important.
And
all right.
Do they make updates too within like 24 hours, right? Is that the, you know?
Exactly. Yep. That's the norm
hours.
On there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And the business hours for your time frame, because they're in California. So for your time frame, it's Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I think it's actually better hours. I'm going to think about it. But
yeah, that actually works. Yeah.
Right?
So for me, it's 10 to 7.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Right? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
You got it.
Oh.
All right.
So I'm just saying your email is at, what is this, relevantad.com?
Oh, it came from my second email again still? That's so weird.
It says in the subject, you know.
Yeah.
From an unknown sender, local, whatever. Okay.
That's so weird. I swear I fixed my email. I'm so glad you pointed that out. I'm going to do that, like, literally right after this.
Okay.
I won't spend time on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, that's my email messing up again. I just fixed that, like, recently. So I'm like, it's one of those things that I get aggravated with, you know, the small things.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you telling me right now.
It, like, it says above the May 22nd, it says local flash, so whatever. Okay.
Okay, all right, cool. Okay. Something there for me. Thank you. All right, did something right.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
All right. Okay, now, as far as your specific target areas, did you want me to put it at, like, the 35-mile marker, or did you want me to put, like, specific zip codes or anything of that nature?
I don't know. What's better? Is the zip code better?
If you have zip codes available now, great. If not, no harm, no foul, it's all good. I'll put 35 miles out for now, and then you have the weekend to gather things together, pictures, you know, how you want your ads to look, and ideas and zip codes, and they can add it for you during that time as well. I just want to put as much as possible today, so they're working on it now, not starting from scratch when they speak to you on Monday.
Okay, so let's, I got zip codes here. Okay. So,
beautiful.
Well, the first
one
would be, you know, Wolcott, Connecticut, which is 06716.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. 06716. Let's see, the next one we can use Prospect at 06712.
Okay.
Let's see, the next one we'll do, okay, this town has like a handful of them. Okay, so the zip code is 06052.
Oh, wait. You said that the next one's a town, right? I could put in by towns, zip codes, counties, however you like.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Does it matter? Like, is the zip code better over a town name? Like, you know,
it's
in the
only,
algorithm world?
Well, it's only better if, like, you want to exclude a lot of the areas within that town. If you understand what I'm saying? So I feel like, all right, I just want the zip code only. Then that's fine. You can always modify it at any time. Yeah.
So let's do towns then, because some towns have like 10 zip codes.
Okay, but yeah, let's do it. I'm down with that.
Because if we do the town, okay. All right, so the first town is my hometown, Wolcott, Connecticut, W-O-L-C-O-T-T.
Yep, okay.
And then let's do Southington, S-O-U-T-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, Southington.
Okay.
Bristol, B-R-I-S-T-O-L.
Okay.
Bristol. Let's do Cheshire. That's C as in cat, H-E, as in Sam, H-I-R-E, Cheshire.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, yep. Let's do, there's a lot of money there. Ooh, there's a lot of money there. Let's do Prospect. It's T as in Paul, R-O. S as in Sam, P as in Paul, E, C as in cat, T, Prospect.
Oh, just like Prospect. Interesting. Okay. You got some different names up in this place. All right.
Yeah. Let's do Plantsville.
Plantsville.
L, like plants with an S, Ville, V-I-L-L-E.
Got it. Okay.
Let me see, what else should I do? How about... we could do Plainville, P-L-A-I-N-V-I-L-L-E, Plainville.
Okay.
And we just think anything else. Oh, Burlington, B as in boy, U-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, Burlington.
Got it. Yes, ma'am.
And let me see if there's one more. And how about let's do Southbury.
Southbury, okay.
Yep, there's a lot of money there. Southbury, S-O-U-T-H-B-U-R-Y.
Got it. Okay. Right. Perfect. And again.
And then,
go ahead.
Oh, I got one more.
Let's get it. Yeah. Watertown. Okay.
Yep. So water and then C-O-W-N all together. Watertown.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to leave it in here with these. Again, you can always add, modify, take things off, things like that as well, too. On Monday, I'll walk you through stuff, but on Monday, they're going to develop an account password and login for you. That way you can see your analytics, you can see where people are calling from, things like that. And if you ever wanted to change a few things as far as your target areas and stuff, you could do it from there as well, too, okay? So just giving you a heads up on all of this here. And how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only, check, Venmo, Zelle, anything like that?
Yeah, no, we do check and cash, really. Yeah.
Check and cash. Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then also, so we're going to run Facebook ads for you. Now, do you have a Facebook business page already?
Yeah.
I remember you mentioned something on that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can just find that right now. There we go. That's not it.
Let's see. Let me see what it's posted as here. Custom baths and the and symbol and remodeling.
Okay.
There's like a background picture of a tub. It's kind of blurry. Nah, I never change that. And then the profile. And then it's like a shower, you know, with a mosaic floor and like a fancy handheld and a shower head.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you should see it. There's I got 460 followers and 467 likes.
Beautiful. All right. This is going to really boost you guys good then, honestly. All right. Do me a favor. I'm going to send you a text message right now. And if you could send me that URL, because some reason I'm popping up like 25 contractors in the area. It keeps showing. It's not showing that specific one. I don't know why. Or is it linked in your website?
Is it? I don't know. Check. I think there should be. Let me see. There should be a Facebook logo to click on. I'm gonna look now.
An email and a phone one on the left corner, but nothing on the social media. I would put that, honestly.
Yeah, I know. What the heck? Oh, my God. people.
That's okay. It's all right. Hey, that's what we're here for, too. You know, anytime we can help. So, all right. I'm going to send you a text message saying, this is John, okay, with Local Splash. And if you could send me a copy and paste just the URL for the Facebook business page, that way I can go ahead and have this technician start working on the ads on there for you, okay?
Oh, okay. All right, let me get this though. Let me see. How do I get this? Well, I'm just trying to find out how to grab that.
You're fine. Yeah, take your time.
Yeah. Oh, I think I got it. Copy link. Okay. Copy.
There you go. Yep.
Yep. And paste. Okay. I think I got it.
Right. See if that comes through here. Boom, got it. Awesome. Yep, that's it. All right, thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah.
That saves time for me on that side there. All right. And let's go over the bread and butter here, or meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
So for the exact, let's go over the services that you offer. The more you put in there in detail, the better for keywords, because you never know what customers could be typing around the area, right? Obviously, we want to put in, like, bathroom remodeling, but, I mean, is there specifics or is there other services that I could be missing? I want to put them all in there.
Yeah, how about even like tile installation? backup, okay. You know, backsplash installation,
backsplash.
You know.
Yep.
Because those are great jobs. Those are quick, you know, like kitchen backsplash installation. I don't know, do we need to differentiate and say bathroom remodeling or renovation, you know?
Renovation. Yep. Yes,
yeah.
It does. Yep.
How about shower renovation? Because sometimes we just get just strict shower, you know, just a shower job, you know, just change up the shower.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see. Bathroom floor renovation. How about I don't know if anybody would search this, but you know, bathroom updating, you know, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you never know. Sometimes I put in the weirder stuff and I'm like, I don't know why I put that.
Yeah.
I found some.
Yeah. Yep. And like I said, yeah, tile installation. I don't know if we want to put in even mosaic installation.
Yeah.
You know, some, yeah.
Hey, seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
It won't hurt.
Yeah. What else? I mean, painting, you know, the guys will, you know, they could, interior painting, not exterior.
Interior. Yeah, I was just going to ask that, actually. Okay. Interior painting.
Too dangerous on ladders outside.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no thanks.
Now, is it okay if I put, like, repair? Would that be a good word to use as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bathroom repair, shower repair, floor repair.
Floor
insulation,
well.
You know, because they, you know, they could just do, we've had jobs where they just do, like, a bathroom floor, you know. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put that heating floor?
Yeah.
All right.
Heated floor. Insulation or maybe floors. Yep.
Right.
Yep, those are really nice. Yep.
Awesome. Okay. I have
is that enough or is that
Keep them coming.
shower valve insulation.
Shower valve insulation.
I don't know if anybody would Google that, but you know, we do that.
You'd be surprised. And you'll be able to check it yourself, too, through that dashboard. So if you're like, this got no bites, you know, like, okay, you can swap it out. Or if you're like, man, this one's working really well, definitely keep it. Like, you know what I mean?
What,
so you'll be able to see all that.
What's the keyword cap? Is it 10 or 15?
What's 15. Yeah, no one really hits it just because it counts as, like, phrases sometimes, too. So,
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, yeah, you're nowhere near it. You're okay.
Okay, cool.
What I'll do is I'm going to put in parentheses that you want to add more, okay? And that way on Monday, they're going to review these same keywords, make sure I didn't misspell or forgot anything. And if you come up with any more that you'd like to make sure to definitely have in there, let us know, and they'll put that for you, okay? Completely included in your package, so never hesitate.
Okay. All right. Super. Do this.
Period. Yes.
I need the phone to be ringing.
Yes, ma'am. I hear that.
Yep.
And then
yep.
Also, let's see. Oh, my God. Everything there. Okay. It looks like we're pretty good. We're golden. And then I'm not accepting payment at this exact moment, but Angela, on the card that we'll be using today, is it first and last name only, or is there a middle initial?
I think I'm going to use my Discover card. It's my personal one, but I get, like, good, you know, points, you know, rewards and stuff. So I think I'm going to use that one. Right. Yeah. So it's a middle initial M for Michelle. It's Angela M. Rosa.
Oh, okay. All right. And then did you want me to put your husband as well as an authorized user on the account, or how did you want to go about that?
No, because he don't know how to do this stuff. He's a worker. He's the muscles and... And the worker, the laborer.
Right.
I'm the brains and the
you got the brains of operation. He's just putting in the muscle. All right, got it. All right.
That's it.
I love this.
That's it.
My cheeks are hurting from this phone call. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. All right. So.
What it is.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So this next part we're going to do is the voice verification part. So that's the recorded line, like I told you. I'm not accepting a no for an answer, okay? Because I want to make sure you're protected on this.
No, okay. This is like an amazing deal. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, because every other SEO person I've been in contact with, it's always 600 and up. Always.
Holy.
Always.
Yeah, no. Always. Well, I mean, normally our pricing is like, $599, yeah, it's like $600, but that's why I say it's, honestly, it's a steal. Like, when I'm presenting it to you, I'm like, holy crap, you got a 50% discounted rate here. That's exactly why I want to do this voice verification part, because I want to put the pricing in there. Okay. Now, in the beginning, I'm going to ask a few questions for you. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. And if you have questions or any concerns, you stop me in my tracks. As you can tell, I'm a very open book. Ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Custom Babs and Remodel, LLC.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Angela Rosa. I am the sole owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct. Yes. As All right. you described. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct. I wish I could use somebody else's card. I wish.
All right. Perfect. Oh my God, my cheeks. Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for just a moment. Angela, on this part, what it's talking about is, crazy as this world is, there is people out there that are up to no good. So we want to make sure everything is very... It's really bad. Unfortunately, my mother fell for one of those things as well too, and it's rough. So with this, I want to make sure everything's very confidential. You'll know it's us calling in every time because we're going to set up a security question and answer. We'll ask that security question, and then we'll know it's you because you'll know the answer to that. Okay, but we'll do that after this recording part. All right, sounds good.
Okay,
I'll continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 19th and the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 19th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of the recording there. As promised, I want to make sure I put everything in there for you, okay? Yes, ma'am. All right, this next part is a security question. Please don't forget your own answer to your security question. I don't want you getting locked out of your own account, okay? So we have 3 choices. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I like the first pet's name.
Beautiful. Do you? Okay. All right. And then what would that answer be?
It is Whisker. Whisker.
Get out of here. Is it really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay.
Cat.
That's cute. All right. You just went from cool to amazing. All right. I have a bunny with my wife, and his name is Mr. Buttons.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was thinking about if my kids, they want to keep a pet, but it's so much work. But I was thinking of a bunny, if anything, because, you could give them lettuce and fruits and, it's all good, you know, like.
100%.
You know, and they're cuddly too, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't do they set as much as cats or?
Okay, so get this. So we trained ours as an indoor bunny. So
yeah,
he free roams.
Oh,
yeah.
They just hop around. They're so my
they do.
Little one at preschool.
Yep.
At preschool, they have actually a bunny for the kids, like poor bunny, but yeah.
Oh my god, I was gonna say.
Poor thing. Yeah, it's a really cute little preschool. It's like family owned and the bunny's name is Harry Hopper, which I think is really cute.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable. I love it.
Love
it.
Poor bunny with all those kids.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, well, we just had our newborn, so sometimes she doesn't know how to be, like, gentle. Thank you. Yeah, it's crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, never thought of you a daddy, but hey, it happens, and it's the biggest joy of my life.
Yeah. Would you have a boy or a girl?
I had a girl. We named her Athena.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a boy mom, so I got two boys. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, all good. Yeah.
Nice. Well, one is good enough for me. I don't know, two.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, definitely done. Definitely done. So.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. No, I feel that. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
All right. So, Angela, on the card, maybe you mentioned it as your first and last name, but it was for a business, or is it the personal one? I forgot. I'm sorry.
No, it's my personal one because I do get good, good
points
on that.
Gotcha. Now, just because this is a business expense, you still can use a tax write-off type of deal, too. Not the whole thing, but
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 11 Upson Road?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you said it was Discover?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And let's see here. Now, I'm ready for the card number when you are, but I'm not going to repeat it out loud for you, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Grab it. Okay. All right. Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's 6011-2089-0258-6257.
Beautiful. And the expiration date?
Is 09/26.
Okay. And also, there should be a security code, right?
Yes, 758.
Awesome. All right, let me go ahead and update there. Boom. And again, I want to make sure, I know you've been patient with me, but I like to triple check, making sure this is for a long-term relationship. So I want to make sure I refresh twice so that way that pricing doesn't change to see if it will ever modify. And so far, so good. Yep,
okay.
Looking good. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Now, as I promised, I'm going to stay on the phone with you because I want to make sure you could see your invoice through text and through email, okay? I'm going to walk you through so you can find that. As soon as it goes through, once it does, let me know whichever comes first.
All right.
Just went through. So let me know here.
Yep. I'm seeing that's a... Okay. Yep. Got the text and got the email. Yep. Let me check the email.
Right. Now, the email, well, they're both going to send you to the same spot, but if you're looking at the email, open the one that says initial invoice.
Okay, yep, got it.
Perfect. In that one, there's a spot where it shows to click here to accept subscription terms, something like that. Do you see anything like that?
Got it, yep.
You do? Okay, perfect. Pop that open for me, and...
Yep.
In there is the breakdown of everything I promised, everything we discussed. Read through it carefully. Take your time. Once you notice that everything's in there the way we discussed, at the bottom, there's a checkbox you have to click, and then sign the name exactly how it is on the card.
Okay.
But take your time. Ask away if you have any questions. All right.
Got it. Okay, click, fine. Confirm. Okay, yep, and then it brought me to local slash username password login.
Angela, you're good, because you have no idea how many times people get stuck on this part right here because they can't find the box check mark.
Oh, my God. Like, it's so not hard.
Oh, my Lord. No, you did amazing. All right, well, hey, this part right here is to access your dashboard. So on Monday, our team is going to call you. Oh, if you want to take this number down right now so you could save it.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, it's 877-635-6225.
Okay, got it.
Save that number. That's to talk to anybody here in the company as a direct line. It's not going to go to our completely other different phone systems, so it skips through a lot. Yes, and our technicians, they're going to call you. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to verify, 877-635-6225?
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
And, yep, that's the number they'll call from on Monday. I'm going to try to call with them to introduce you guys, but if I get stuck in a call or anything like that nature, they're still going to call you within that hour time frame, though, okay? And they're going to develop that login and password with you so that way they can show you how to keep track of your analytics and everything from there. All right, Angela?
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations. Welcome to the family here.
Thank you. This is exciting.
I'm excited for you. I really am.
I don't want to work my regular job today. Yeah, I even have a regular job. I have a regular state job because I've been here for 15 years, you know, so.
Wow, really?
What am I going to do? Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, I get 6 weeks off a year, you know, I take it, but.
Yeah, well, loyalty there, right there.
Yeah, we telework, you know. We only go in like one day a week, so it's whatever.
Dude, really?
It's
hey.
Yeah.
You got two kids, you got businesses running, you're hustling, girl. I get it.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to reach that financial freedom stuff. You know? it's a process.
Yeah,
it's
it
a
is.
Process.
It is, yeah. But, hey, I take my hat off to you.
It's not easy.
You know?
It's not. Yeah. The other thing I'm doing is I'm wholesaling properties. Like, I got into that, too. That's another good way to make money. You can check it out in California. So.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing it in California?
Yeah,
how do you do that?
Well, I'm saying
yeah.
For you, since you're in California.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I'm like, wait. Man, you're really branching it out now.
I mean, you could. There are people, you know, who I know who actually do it virtually. I mean, I'm not that good yet. I just started, but. What are you going to do? You know, all you do is you find a property, you know, kind of like crappy or abandoned, and then, you know, you have these investors that want to buy it, and you make like 5 or 10 or 15 grand just from finding it.
Stop.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do you contact these investors yourself, or what do you do?
Well, I went to a meetup in March, so I met an attorney and her husband. The husband, he flips houses. And the attorney lady, she specializes in closing properties with wholesalers. So, yeah. So it's like, once you get your network, you know, you just got to find the property, you know, and you just got to get a hold of the, you know, whether it's the owner, you know, or the family that perhaps owns it, you know, they could be out of state.
Yeah.
You know, you just need them to pick up the freaking phone, you know, that's the problem. But, you know, whatever, you just got to do it.
I actually did, because I was a loan officer for a while, right? And I haven't updated my license or anything. It's been a while. But and before I did that, I was calling homes for a company, believe it or not, for like ones that either passed away or deceased or, you know, foreclosed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would call
yeah.
to pretty much for that company to buy, you know, say, hey, we'll buy this one. And I was working for the investor. Is that what you're talking about? Man.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm like working for myself.
That's
so,
incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that's another side hustle, you know.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's a lot of work, too, but, you know, whatever.
Oh my gosh. I'd love to pick your brain about that more than the future here. Seriously.
Yeah,
that's
all you gotta do really, is just go to freewholesaling.com. It's a son and father. They have everything's free. They have the whole blueprint for you. There's tons of videos. You can go learn it all for free and then do what you gotta do.
Check it out. Freewholesaling.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Or hey. People flip with Rick. Flip with Rick. That's the dad. He's got a website too. But yeah. So yeah, it's all there. It's all free. Yep. It's they're just amazing people. And yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
definitely gonna take a look at that because I have a lot of experience with that in the past too. Always looking to add more to the belt, you know, and move ahead in this world, I swear.
Cool. Same thing. Yeah, go get your probate list, get those unpaid property taxes.
Yep.
And,
oh my gosh.
And drive around, look for those abandoned houses, and yeah.
You're incredible. Angela, you're like an angel over here.
Hey, you know what? It's good karma. It's good for the universe, you know what I mean, to share information because, you know, 100%. That's what it's about. You know,
oh, you're
we
incredible.
Can all make it, you know. We can all make it. We just gotta put in the freaking work, you know. That's it.
Yeah. That's the people who's got to put the work in. I don't know about this new day and age, but people don't want to put the work. They want to make the money, but they don't want to put the work. Anywho. Well,
yeah.
Angela,
okay,
it's been a pleasure talking with you. Literally, it really has.
You too. Yeah.
We'll talk to you on Monday. Please have a wonderful and safe weekend. We'll talk to you then, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Right.
Bye.
Okay, we'll talk. Thanks.
Yes. You're welcome.
Yep. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.